Hello, and welcome to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. The signs of the times. Still today, over 50 years since the beginning of the Second Vatican Council, this expression on the importance of reading the signs of the times is repeatedly used when writing about what we should be doing as Christians and what the Church should be doing. The trouble is, this expression is often misused. The people don't understand what Jesus was talking about and confuse it with the spirit of the rebellion and rejection of the 1960s or their own attachments to things in the contemporary world. Neither of these things, of course, did Jesus mean. The signs he meant were himself and what he did and said. He was fulfilling all that had been foretold of the Messiah. And yet, could they not recognize these signs? Jesus asks us the same question today. It is good if we take time to examine our own hearts and to notice who and what we are attached to. Let us pray. Almighty ever-living God, grant that we may always conform our will to yours and serve your majesty in sincerity of heart. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.